You are on Cape Talk, and joining you in studio to talk to us about the unexplained. Cue in music. Ooh. Is exactly right. Philip and Megan Schmullion from the Magical Gem Shop joining you in studio. Philip, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Abs. It's such a blessing to be invited here. And actually, this is one of my manifestations because I really wanted to experience what it feels like to be on radio. So thank you for witnessing me and my shop. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, that's what Cape Talk is all about. Philip, maybe for the sakes of context for our listeners, can you tell us about yourself and a little bit about the Magical Gem Shop?
All right. So the Magical Gem was started about 4 years ago. That was also one of my manifestations. I'd been in corporate for many years in the insurance industry, and there was always this burning desire that I wasn't on my life's path. So I decided to start a little shop just to start expressing that part of me that believes in connection, that believes in spirituality, that believes in creativity, that believes in healing. And the shop took off. And I did a ceremony in order to manifest the shop. So, because it started in a friend of mine's space. And after the ceremony, the following day, somebody actually came to me and offered me the space in Observatory. We are on the main road in Lower Main. And within 2 weeks, I had moved my old shop into this new shop. And the Magical Gem started. It was first the Hidden Gem, but I do believe that sometimes names have power.
Mm.
So we changed it to the Magical Gem.
Mm.
So it's a shop, esoteric shop, that sells and works with all things esoteric. So we sell smudge sticks, pendulums, all kinds of divination tools. We teach people there as well. We open up to conversations that people generally don't always feel comfortable having in other spaces. We try and make it a safe space for our clients. We offer Reiki from that space. I'm a Reiki master. So we're very interested in healing modalities. We offer tarot readings from the space, astrology readings. We are involved in all kinds of projects all the time. So, for example, we're doing a big project now, which we actually leave tomorrow for. It's a wellness festival called Retreat Yourself. So we set up the healing space there called Heal Yourself. We've got about 15 practitioners that will be working in the space, offering some of the most amazing healing modalities, Rahutech healing, energy healing, astronumerology, pendulum healing, soul plan readings, all these mystical things that you don't normally have access to in one place.
Okay. Do you have any of them with you right now? Because I see a bag there. And I'm like, I wonder what's inside the bag.
Okay.
I need to look into it. I'm very inquisitive, so I need to know. So please, because my next question would be to you. So from listening to you, this is more of a shop where you can go, I want to say, on a personal journey, where it could be about healing, it could be about manifesting something, but in doing so, you get to meet the experts that can show you and tell you, this is what you need, this is the direction you need to go. Correct summary?
Well, yes, definitely. We don't like referring to ourselves as experts, because I'm the same as you. We are just reflecting each other and helping each other move through this journey called life. So, but we can definitely... We like showing you different tools so you can find something that would work for you. So, in summary, 100% correct. And also we deal with a lot of clients that need healing on all the levels, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual. I definitely believe in energy healing. So we do work a lot with that through the space. But yes, definitely we show you what's available and what resonates with you so that you can find your authentic path to a space where you become the best version of yourself and you can walk in your purpose.
Ooh, the best version of Abongile Tzele Tzele. I wonder what that is, but we'll work through it. So I thought you were going to share with us some of the things that you've brought through so that some of the listeners can get into this. You at home, thanks so very much for tuning in. Magical Gem is a beautiful and trusted esoteric shop that's in the heart of Observatory, an area that is, as you know, that has a history of magic from as far as back as when, you know, the Khoisan resided there. Now, the shop stocks unique magical and custom products. Many offerings are also available through the space, such as hypnotherapy, interesting, art workshops, Reiki. What is Reiki, by the way?
Reiki is guided life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's chi, which all living beings contain life force energy, plants, animals, human beings. So when you've been attuned to Reiki, you're able to concentrate that life force energy and pass it on to the person that's in for the treatment. So life force energy helps heal a person on all the levels. So it's very holistic. So it can help with your emotional body. It helps with your physical body, mental body, and spiritual body, as I mentioned earlier. So it is a, it's guided life force energy, which allows your energy body to heal. And when your energy body is healthy, you are able to then move through life a lot easier. Your intuition increases as well, so that you can understand what decisions to make, what choices to make in life, and you can flow like water through life.
I hear that. Yeah. To you listening at home, maybe you have something to add on this. You still have 18 minutes to do so on 021-446-0567. Give us a call. Maybe there's a question that you would like to put through to Philippa. Maybe you want to send a voice note or a WhatsApp message and you have questions around any of these issues. 072-567-1567. That's the number that you can dial. Now, I know you talked about tarot readings. Is it? That's what it's called, right?
Tarot and oracle readings.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a Pisces now. Maybe she could read me. I don't know. What would you need to sort of, I don't know, confirm if I'm the Pisces of Pisces, or is that even a word? I don't know.
So with the tarot and oracle readings, it's there's two ladies that do it in the space, and they use tarot cards and oracle cards in order to do that reading. But they then communicate with your higher self and their higher selves in order to give you guidance on your future and sort of to help you make certain decisions. But are you the Pisces of all Pisces? So I do tarot readings for myself. I don't have it as an offering. I like encouraging people to use their intuition and to sort of figure out what is the right decision and understand what that place is for themselves. But definitely the ladies that I have working from my space are absolutely amazing with this. And they're going to be doing these offerings at Retreat Yourself as well. And just to touch on the hypnotherapy, I saw you.
Yeah.
You started.
Hypnosis.
There's a lot of prejudices about hypnosis because of show hypnosis. Yeah. But it's not that. Hypnosis helps align your subconscious to what you want in your life. So, for example, I had trichotillomania growing up. Trichotillomania is a hair-pulling obsessive-compulsive disorder, which they say is incurable. And you can imagine it makes you feel out of control and crazy if you're pulling your own hair out. And nothing worked for this all the years. No medication, no amount of meditation. It just did not help. And eventually, when I was trained as to be able to facilitate hypnotherapy, we did the lady that taught me, she's an international hypnotherapy coach. When she did the hypnosis on me, she did it for my trichotillomania. And as you can see,
no pulling off here whatsoever.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So it's absolutely amazing that you're able to affect your subconscious in such a powerful manner that something that you're not even aware of can be released, so that there's space for new things.
Hmm. I'm just guessing, you know, I'm thinking about someone listening on the show now going, what is going on Cape Talk? I don't believe in this, you know. And I'm sure you get quite a lot of that, of people saying, oh, come on. Come on, this doesn't work. You know, there's the naysayers, there's the non-believers. I mean, what would you say to them? Because, and maybe on that, let's talk about you. I mean, how did you always believe, or did you perhaps, I don't know, what was your path to getting here?
Okay. So I was sort of brought up in a home where this was the norm. My mother is an astrologist and she does tarot readings, and we did ceremonies at home. We were like a proper little hippie family. And then I'm the ultimate rebel, and I went against that, and I went into the corporate field, and I just never felt that it was right for me. And I did it because I had security concerns. I was worried that I wasn't going to always be safe. And I ended up being in corporate for many years, but never being on my life path. So eventually when that, after a lot of work, when that desire was a burning desire, I just decided I rather need to follow my life path. And I had many experiences in that time, which, and experiences are just that, you have to be in them and experience them in order to have that transformation, where I started having like mini awakenings, for no better words to it. And I started experiencing my own healing.
Wow.
So then I decided that that's something I want to share with the world. I want the world to believe in magic again. I mean, just me and you sitting here, it's absolute magic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's thousands of years that we've come to be able to sit and have a conversation, to look each other in the eyes. It's just incredible that we can just even experience this day. And a lot of people have just through life and through trials and tribulations have sort of lost that sparkle and that belief in magic. So it's my ultimate goal to help people believe in it again, help them heal, and then ultimately help them create what it is that will be their life's purpose, and then transmit that and share that with their surroundings. One person that has changed in this world affects so many other people around them. So, yeah.
So on the WhatsApp line, we get the listeners. We're going to chat about that. We still have about 12 minutes to chat about the different products, because there's quite a lot of them that are there. You can get it on shop. There's one message that says, I think someone is reading me while they're sitting there. Hi, Abs. You need to change your inner state. Overcome your compulsion for approval, pleasure, security, and power. Think back to when you were a child. Joy was a natural state. That's from Lorraine. I think she's reading from her home. I don't know how true that is, yeah. But okay. This one's for you, though. Someone saying, where will the wellness show be that your lady mentioned? So I think you mentioned the wellness show. Many people are asking their location and yeah.
Okay, so the Magical Gem has had the great honor of curating the Heal Yourself space at Retreat Yourself. So Retreat Yourself is a wellness festival that happens every year. And they encourage alternative healing modalities like we're doing, yoga, meditation, sound journeys. They also have a bit of dancing. It's very family friendly. And it's just, even if you Google it, Retreat Yourself, it's at Elandskloof Farm. And it will be this... it starts on Wednesday, and it will be for about a week. So we are very excited to be able to expose people to alternative ways to do things.
If you've just joined us on the show, it is 10 minutes before we get to 11 o'clock. Good morning to you. Abongile Kanzelenzele standing in for Clarence Ford. Wanting to hear from you on the WhatsApp line. That's 021-446-0567. I need to know from you. Maybe someone liked the message that came in. You can, I don't know. Is it read tarot cards? Is that the right way?
Yes. But I don't offer readings.
Yeah, yeah,
as
you
I
mentioned
said, it. I'm a Reiki master and yes. A hypnotherapist. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yes, so they would have that. Okay. So now you've just talked to us through the event. Thank you for
we
that.
We do have a lot of tarot and oracle cards there at the shop, and we can definitely guide people to do that for themselves.
Yeah. And we've got lots of products in front of you. Well, so talk us through them.
Okay, so I just picked a couple that I thought you might be interested in. So this is a hand-curated or a homemade soap. It was made on the Libra full moon. So Libra is a purification sign. And so it's made as a purification bar. It's made with Palo Santo, juniper berry, which has been used for thousands of years as a medicine for purification, sandalwood. It even has saffron in it. So it's specifically made almost as a cleanse. So when you wash with it, it's completely natural. And because it was, it's not just a bar of soap. It was made on the in a ceremonial space on the Libra new moon. So it's or on the full moon. It was made as a purification soap. I also have a smudge bundle, which was made by one of my friends who's a Reiki master. So when she makes it, she doesn't just put together a whole bunch of plant matter. It's put in ceremonial space and Reiki is put on it. So it holds that vibration. So when you're smudging and you're cleansing your home,
wow,
it will carry that vibration. So it can protect the home. It can bring in your intentions. It'll make sure that, well, say now your intention is, I want to have a home of peace and creation. While you're smudging, you can clear out all dense energy, and then that intention sits in your home so that you have the space to fulfill that intention.
And I'm not going to say I don't believe in this because, you know, we burn incense in our house because I really do believe that there's things out there we cannot explain, things that, you know, as you've explaining, I think, okay, yeah, I'll let you continue. Okay. I'll let you continue.
Then I brought this piece of selenite. I don't know if you've ever seen this before.
I have never seen that before.
So why I brought a piece of selenite is because it's an amazing crystal, especially for starters, because it's a self-clearing crystal. So crystals hold vibration, and we often need to, in order for them to do work for you, you need to clear them, either in the moon or with water or with Reiki energy. And this little baby is self-clearing, so it does the work for you, and you can put it with your other crystals, and it'll clear that space, and it'll clear your home by itself because it's self-clearing. Okay, so I brought, these are actually two that I've made, so that's why I brought them, because they're special to me.
Lovely.
It's a Palo Santo and Reiki Magic Energy Healing Mist, so that also helps clear your home. Some people don't like smoke.
Yeah.
So this can then be used to spray in the house. It smells divine. You can use it on your yoga mat, on yourself, in your car. And it carries that vibration. I can also, it's so lovely what the Palo Santo does, because it balances the crown, the third eye, the root, and the earth star chakra. The earth star chakra, for those that don't know, because most people just know the seven, sits just below your feet. So it's a very grounding chakra. And you feel very grounded when that is balanced. So it's excellent.
I'm learning today. I am learning. I'm sitting here with my mouth open like, okay, I didn't know that. Okay, what's that? And what else do you have for us?
Okay, so I've got an anointing oil, which I also made, which is also Palo Santo and Reiki magic. So it's infused with Reiki. So when I make the product, I've got a special symbol that increases its energy. So an anointing oil can be put by your third eye to help with your intuition, to help with sight. It can be put on the palms of your hands so that your hands can be used for healing, even on yourself, even if you don't have Reiki. Yeah, it's just a beautiful little anointing oil. And then I have a blue lotus tincture. Blue lotus is symbolic of ascension. And it's been used as an ally for conscious seekers for thousands of years. The Egyptians have the blue lotus all over their temples. It was beautiful to see. I was there in October facilitating ceremonies. It's absolutely a profound experience. So when you ingest the blue lotus, it can be an ally to help you on your path of spiritual development. And it can also help with your dream space, because often we are communicated to in our dream space. So that helps you remember. It helps your dreams become more vivid. Yeah, and it's also a little bit of an aphrodisiac.
So that part I think most of us know.
It's got all the things.
Listen, Philippa, we have run out of time, but very quickly before we just a message asking if you have anything to help Bafana Bafana win, but I'm sure.
So I have one thing that I want to share.
Go for it. Go for it.
And it's a very simple thing, but I always believe the messages, when they're simple, they can be effective. So I wanted to share with you what the Reiki principles are.
Go for it.
The Reiki principles are: I will give thanks for my many blessings. I will not worry. Just for today, I will not be angry. I will be kind to every living thing. I will honor my parents, teachers, and elders. I will show gratitude to everything. And I will respect the oneness of all life.
Philippa, thank you so, so very much for joining us on the show today. Very quickly, your parting words to the listeners.
So if you want to find us, we're at Magical Gem. I facilitate all kinds of ceremonial work. We've got a beautiful community that works with us, and that's in Observatory in Lower Main. And I just want to say thank you so much for helping one of my little manifestations to actually experience what it feels like to be on radio come to fruition. So thank you.
An absolute pleasure. And thank you so very much for joining us on the show.